Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Religious imbalance is becoming a real challenge for the PSNI because it has emerged that 90% of officers live in mainly unionist areas. Catholics comprise 32% of the officer total, and the figure for members of the Protestant community sits at 66%. The 1999 Patten report led to the creation of the PSNI with the rule that there should be 50-50 recruitment of Catholics and Protestants. But since then, the 50-50 quota has been scrapped. Let's get more on this. I'm joined by Noel Doran, columnist and former editor with the Irish News. Hello, Noel.
Good morning, Claire.
Good to talk to you on the programme this morning. These figures are very concerning. This has all changed, has it, since the 50-50 quota was scrapped?
Yes, I think we're looking at a very serious set of circumstances. It's been a bit of a slow burner since the 50-50 recruitment, as you say, was dropped in 2011. But it's been progressive, and the latest figures, which you're reflecting, which are from the PSNI, are deeply alarming. So I suppose we need to reflect on why there was 50-50 recruitment in the first place and the circumstances in which it came to be dropped. Because, as you say, the Patten Committee was a massive breakthrough, a whole new era for policing, and the clear objective was that we would have a balanced police service. The last census indicated that by a small minority, by a small number, there are more Catholics and Protestants in Northern Ireland. It's very important that policing should reflect that. But since 50-50 was dropped, there's been a progressive decline in the number of Catholics even applying. Our argument is, the argument that I've been putting forward and others, is that it needs to be addressed, or we will be in a position whereby it's simply too late and we're heading towards figures which reflect the former RUC before its disbandment, and policing is not reflecting the new society in the north. It's not as reflecting where people live, where people's aspirations are, and it's not the service which was envisaged by Patten.
Well, it's real proof, isn't it, that quotas work? I mean, we talk about gender quotas and some people would argue against them, but when you see the impact that the quota had when the rule was in place compared to where we are now, you can't really argue with it as a device, right?
Well, some people do argue, or some people on the unionist side say quite rightly, that it's not a level playing field, that it's effectively positive discrimination, and that because more Protestants than Catholics traditionally apply for the police, then less Protestants are going to be accepted. But I think we've moved beyond that, and you're quite right, quotas are out there. They're a standard part of, say, for example, the Metropolitan Police in terms of minority groups, and they're familiar elsewhere in Europe. If we don't have quotas, when you look at these figures, we're going to be heading to a position whereby, as you say, the number of Catholics just over 30%, but the number of Catholics who are born in the north, barely 25%. The last set of figures indicated that the number of recruits from the Catholic community dropping to about 17%, and that's been steadily developing. And I think we need to look at the circumstances in the way that the 50-50 policy was dropped, because we had a relatively new Conservative Secretary of State, Owen Paterson, back in 2010-2011, came under unionist pressure. He was only passing through here. He dropped it. Before very long, he was out of politics to campaign for Brexit and out of the House of Commons entirely, but he's left a complete mess behind him. So really, the present Secretary of State, it's very important that Hilary Benn looks at this. It's very important that the Justice Minister, Naomi Long, looks at it. It's important that the policing board, that the Chief Constable, and that all our politicians look at it, because we will very quickly be in a position whereby it's almost beyond the possibility of being resolved, and that will have a very negative wider consequence, both for policing and wider society.
Is there any indication that it is on Hilary Benn's agenda?
He's a very cautious individual, as is his Prime Minister, Keir Starmer. It's not in his nature to take radical interventions, but we're reaching a stage, when you look at these figures, that something will have to happen, that he will have to sit down with the Alliance Justice Minister, Naomi Long, with the Chief Constable and with the Policing Board to see what can be addressed. Because this isn't something that's come up over the last year or the last 2 years. since 50-50 recruitment was ended, it's been steadily increasing to a stage whereby the perception is that the PSNI is returning to becoming a mainly Protestant police service, which was never envisaged and wouldn't be the desire of either Protestant or Catholic police officers.
Mm-hmm. So you say that this 50-50 was being eroded before the rule change in 2011?
Well, it built up very in a very significant way to where more than 30% of officers were from the Catholic tradition. And the Secretary of State at the time became convinced that that was going to continue, that there wasn't any need to have the quota system, the 50-50 recruitment. And clearly he's been proved completely wrong there. And it's something that needs to be reviewed, probably at a level in the way that the Patent Commission did initially in 1999. And as we've been reflecting in our columns, in our coverage, the Patent Report was a massive initiative, brought in people from both traditions, brought in policing experts and academics, worked on it for over a year and came up with a very sophisticated strategy for changing the whole face of policing, making it more accountable and making it more representative of the community. When that was interfered with, that was a very serious state of affairs. And I suppose the argument is that whether you call it Patent 2 or whether you call it a wider review, because there are also very serious issues over the budget for police and the salaries for police officers, which would indicate that there are enormous pressures there. We saw during the very serious race riots last month, the PSNI had to bring in over dozens and dozens of officers from Scotland to help out, possibly into hundreds, to help out their frontline officers because they simply couldn't cope in the face of major public order disruptions. Mm-hmm. Sadly, in this part of the world, that's the type of thing we have to face from time to time. But there's also the perception that policing is becoming a major issue again in a way that it shouldn't have been because we were moving in the right direction.
Can you explain that to me, what the real world impacts are of this imbalance when it comes to recruitment?
Well, if we go back to the Good Friday Agreement, there were challenges for both nationalists and unionists, but one of the main areas, nationalists had to accept that it was time to work within the institutions of the state and specifically to endorse policing, because if we didn't have an acceptable police service, we weren't going to have an acceptable wider society. And we did make this huge breakthrough through Patent, and we did see the establishment of the PSNI, and it required massive attention across the board, and voices like the Irish News became involved and attempted to persuade our readers that the time had come to look at policing as a career option. And also there was the whole question of the GAA, which had its Rule 21 ban on Northern police officers, which would have meant that the PSNI would never have developed. So we had to play a role in the debate and encouraging the GAA to drop that rule, which it did in 2001 as the PSNI was introduced. And while we can't compare it directly with the Guards, for example, you know, if we were to imagine the Garda without GAA members in it, it would be a very, very different organisation. We have less and less GAA members involved in the PSNI. We have less and less Catholics involved in the PSNI. And that's a negative development because you'll never have a perfect police service. There will always be issues over policing. And as we've been pointing out, Hilary Benn is under enormous pressure over the Sean Brown case, the murder of a GAA official from 1997, which he's refusing to accept the verdict of the High Court that he needs to hold a public inquiry. That's causing damage to policing today. There are many other issues involving the police today. And if we don't look at 50-50 recruitment, the wider perception of policing is going to be damaged, and it could reach a stage where it's not capable of being addressed.
All right. And we know that the Justice Minister, Naomi Long, and I think you mentioned this, Noel, is saying that or agreeing that this needs to be looked at. So it's one that it's worth watching and we'll keep an eye on it. But thank you very much for explaining it all to us. Noel Doran there, columnist and former editor of the Irish News.